Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Something's wrong with me. Actually, I know exactly what's wrong with me. For the second night in 3 days, I mean, it's only halfway through the week. And twice already, I've forgotten my chapstick. If I were stranded on a desert island and could only have one personal item, it would be chapstick, because I get very distracted when my lips are chappy and dry. In fact, most days, especially when I'm not working, it's the only type of beauty product that I use. I don't wear makeup at all when I'm not, well, most of the time when I'm around other people, but when I'm not working or going to church or out to eat or something like that. So chapstick it is. And I've forgotten it. And it's because, for those of you who've moved recently, or you remember what it was like to move and have boxes everywhere and bags and bins and furniture out of place and not a whole lot where it's supposed to be or where you're used to it being. Right. Well, I didn't actually move, but I had another person and a dog move in. And so now we've got stuff everywhere, and we're not only making room for another human's belongings, but the belongings that have not yet found homes are pretty much strewn all over the house. And then it's not just about moving his stuff in, because my house was already full, and it's not a big house. It's smaller than his was. And so now it's about purging, and I did some before the new year, but it's about purging my stuff and removing my things or putting them in different places so that we can have room for his stuff too. Not easy. I'm telling you, it's easier to move two people into a new house where you don't have any stuff than it is to move into a house where it's already full. And again, I just have a small house. It's barely 1,300 square feet. No basement, no garage. We did buy a new shed. That was our one big splurgy item to get ready for married life. Thankfully, we have a shed and it is organized to the hilt. But yeah, the rest of the house, we've decided, we made a goal for ourselves, one room per week. But the problem is, when you're working on one room, then you find items that need to either go to other rooms or that need to come from other rooms. And so, yes, we're now working on the 2 rooms in 2 weeks plan, because we did get part of the way through the master bedroom and the kitchen, but we're still in the process of reorganizing and repacking and storing. It's a good exercise, right? It helps me. I've been in the house 3.5 years. It helps me to get organized again and to purge and to donate a bunch of items. It's just in the middle of football season with playoffs on the horizon and the fact that it's cold, either snowy and now another crazy rain and windstorm, 3 pets, stuff everywhere. So we are charting our progress based on when the trash trucks come and when they pick up recycles. I'm not kidding you. We have 3 very large stacks of boxes and cardboard to go out on the curb on Wednesday morning, and that will make a ton of space. But in my town, they only pick up the furniture once a month. So you're allowed to donate or recycle, either one, 2 items of furniture per month. And they only come pick up once per month, which means the 2 items that we want to get out of the house to make room for new items. We have to keep them right now because we can't put them outside yet. So, yeah, moving is... This is a different kind of moving. I've never done this before. I'm not moving, and yet it feels like I'm moving everything. But moving is always a challenge. And I know it's even more challenging for him, even though I helped him pack up his house, and he had done a lot of donating and selling items before we left. But yeah, it's controlled chaos. Well, I tell myself it's controlled. I'm not really sure it's controlled. It might be controlling chaos, as in the chaos is controlling us. All that to say, as I move things around, guess what? Got misplaced. The chapstick. And my favorite hat. I swear I had my favorite hat the entire trip to Texas. And when I got back. And now I don't know where it is. That keeps happening. I keep losing things in my house. Because there's stuff everywhere. Maybe the dog took it. One of the dogs took it. I thought it was no fun to take my large Aussie mix with her shaggy hair out in the pouring down rain. You know what's less fun than that? Taking two Aussies outside in the pouring down rain and getting them dried off. We have to tag team them because the puppy, she does not care. Penny will stop and wait at the door until I wipe her off because she's used to it after nearly 12 years. No, the puppy doesn't care. She'll run through the entire house shaking water everywhere she goes. So we open the door. One of us opens the door. The other one catches her in a towel.
Like the dog keep. Wasn't there no one talking about the dog that used to run around with like the in classic movies and cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
Mm-mm.
Never mind.
No idea. Does Moose run?
Moose does not like to be toweled off until you actually get him, and then he can't get him out of the towel. So he's like, no, like, leave me alone. Don't dry me. I want to be wet. And then you get him and you dry him. And he's like, and you stop. And he goes, what are you doing? Why'd you stop? Dry me. So.
Yes. Well, it's been a learning experience. We're only a week and a half in. And let me just tell you, married life is not what I expected. I'm not sure what I expected. Not utopia necessarily, but maybe not quite so challenging. Would you like to ask me about it? Well, good news for you. It is the Hump Show, and that means you get to ask Amy anything. It's interesting that people are still asking me about the wedding. All I'm going to do is connect you with the podcast because that answers all of your questions and the questions you never thought to ask. So we'll probably not answer any specific questions about the wedding, but anything else is pretty much open game. So you can find the post on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. And our phone number then is 855-212-4227. By the way, I work really hard at being prepared for the show. I watch sports. I read a lot. I follow insiders and analysts on social media. I craft my opinions carefully. I'm proud of the work that I do to get ready to share here on the show. And for some reason, you all send me more responses about a caller yelling at me than anything I've said at all about football in 2+ weeks. It was the same reaction when Jordan from Portland called a couple nights in a row the week between Christmas and New Year's, our 7th grade friend Jordan from Portland. So between those two callers in the last 3 weeks, other than the wedding and just your congratulations, nothing has received more feedback and more response on social than two callers. Ask me if I plan on changing the show so all we do is take callers. I'll wait. Jay, what do you think?
I don't know about that.
Jay's not sold. Anyway, I'm glad you're listening to the show. I'm a little bit disturbed that I can share some insightful, thoughtful, I think unique and creative opinions. And what you care most about is the caller who yelled at me on the night his team won the national championship. That's what people really care about. Is when callers yell at me.
He was exceptionally angry for some reason.
He was. And right on the heels of his team, who hails from Ann Arbor, where he was calling from, right after his team wins a championship, he felt the need to berate the national radio host. The best part, though, which most people reacted to, is that he yells over me and gets really upset because he says I won't listen to him. So then I listen, I'm quiet, I listen. He stops talking, takes a breath, and goes, did you hang up on me? No, you jerk. I'm listening to you. You asked me to listen, so I'm listening to you. My goodness. Anyway,
that's so wrong.
Got more reaction. Yeah, he was definitely wrong. That got more reaction than anything else I've done in weeks on the show. So, you know, great. Just why do I work so hard? I share photos of my dog, and you all care far more about that than anything I might say.
That's cold.
The show. Exactly. Thank you, Tom Brady. I think that was Tom Brady. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, you can find the post, bright orange, can't miss it, for Ask Amy Anything on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Got a couple of guests, unique guests on this edition of the show. Number one, numero uno, coming up in, we'll call it 30 minutes, a guest from Las Vegas. Why? Because the Super Bowl and all of the pomp and circumstance will soon descend on the Super Bowl, Sin City, the Strip. It'll be the Super Bowl Central. And actually, the NFL fan experience is landing at Mandalay Bay as well. I mean, there's so much that you can do. The NFL puts on a pretty huge party. And so for that reason, we're really excited to see it in Las Vegas. Now, I've never been to Vegas. This will be my first trip to Vegas. So I've been taking suggestions. The Hubs has been to Vegas. In fact, he used to live there, but when he was much younger. But I've never been. And I would think this would be the occasion to make the trip. And so I know producer Jay is supposed to be making his accommodations. Did you finally get yourself all set up for the trip to Vegas?
I was about to book, and now I'm seeing, like you were telling me, that there's these special packages that mm-hmm. now I'm looking into. So I'm going to check those out real quick before I solidify.
Are you?
Yeah.
This is Jay. He researches and plans something, and then at the last second decides, oh, maybe there's a better option over here. He gets distracted by the shiny object. Do you know what you need is TSA pre-check?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Get there in no time.
Yes. Well, have you signed up for it yet?
No, I have not.
Well, I can't pay for it till you sign up for it.
Okay, I'll get on that.
Yeah, you have to. I can't sign up for you because it requires personal information.
Gotcha.
So you need to go to the TSA pre-check, fill out the application. Generally, it requires the whole background check, blah, blah, blah. Then they send you an appointment for you to get fingerprinted and go and get your photo taken. The photo doesn't go anywhere. It's just for their databases. It's not like you need a card or anything like that. But within a couple days then, they will send you your TSA. It's called your known traveler
like number. A number, right?
Yeah. And I got it within 24 hours. I got the number in an email. Now, another official email came a few weeks later. But the actual number came to me within 24 hours. So I was able to travel with it the very first time. You don't ever show anyone anything. You just input it into, like when you're checking in online mm-hmm. or you're checking in at the airport, you input it into the computer and it spits out a boarding pass with the check mark on it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you just are the only one who needs to know your number. But if you are a frequent traveler on, say, United, you can have an account on United or on Delta and you can input the number and that way it automatically shows up when you book a flight.
I just always know that you have it.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you do it, we could get it and all set up in time for you to use it for Vegas.
I will get on that ASAP. Thank you. Let's do it.
We will be taking the show on the road starting Tuesday of Super Bowl week. So flying out that Tuesday morning and then doing interviews on Radio Row Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then doing the shows from our Las Vegas affiliate. So we won't be on Radio Row at night. We had the option, but I didn't really want to be in a large conference center by myself or just with Jay overnight. Also, Jay wouldn't actually, I guess, probably be there. He'd have to be running the show from a studio anyway. So instead, we're going to a radio studio that is courtesy of our affiliate in Vegas. And we will make sure that we bring you all the interviews and all the videos and the sights and sounds and all that jazz that are, you know, only seen through our eyes, because that's just what we do. We have a upside down perspective. But I'm pretty excited that the show starts at 11 o'clock Vegas time. That is amazing. We could be done by 3 a.m. And to know that we actually would get in bed before the sun comes up is fantastic. I'm really excited about that.
That is very exciting.
The last time I did the show on the West Coast for Super Bowl week was San Francisco and Super Bowl 50. So there have been a couple in the Central Time Zone, and there have been a few in the Eastern Time Zone, but I did not go to L.A. or to Phoenix, and so this is an opportunity to do three shows that start at 11 p.m. I'm excited about that. All right, on Twitter, again, on Facebook, we'll take your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Coming up, the sixth head coach fired. As we process and move forward and think about the jobs that are most attractive, I'd like you to rank them. That's it. Rank them. And we don't even need the TH. It's just rank them with the apostrophe EM. From most attractive to least attractive. We only have six openings at this point. A lot of insiders believe there could be 7 to 10 openings. Now, I'm not sure what other openings there might be, except obviously we don't know about New England yet and Bill Belichick. But it seems like at this point, most of the jobs are set, we think. So again, Patriots could be 7. We know Mike Vrabel was let go already, so take that one off the list. I'm trying to think if there is another surprise one. The Bears are still considering Matt Eberflus, so that could be 8. The Saints are keeping Dennis Allen. And no one in the NFC West is making a coaching change. So I guess the two that we don't know about would be Chicago and New England. Unless there's some other big surprise. No, it's not Mike McCarthy. Stop it. So yeah, we'll get to the latest. My goodness, have you seen the Carolina Panthers have 9 candidates they want to interview? Or are set to interview 9 of them. The Chargers have almost as many. What is the most attractive job down to the least attractive job at this point? Rank them. So again, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page, producer Jay will put up a spot. We're going to head to Vegas coming up in just over 20 minutes. And straight ahead, the coaches, the list of veteran head coaches who are available has just gotten longer. Longer and stronger, actually. 855-212-4227, unless you plan to yell at me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It sucks to lose. Did you have another thought or no? I'm just curious.
Well,
it sucks. Losing. Awful. That's why I want to win. Because you don't sleep. You want to win for the players that bust their tail. That's it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mike Vrabel, former head coach of the Tennessee Titans. True to his word, team played hard on Sunday. And with the resurgent Derrick Henry running for a season-high 153 yards. And with the Titans getting a solid game from Ryan Tannehill and the defense, it was a win to end on a high note. And in fact, that was an ending. It was closure for Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know if there's any solace in knocking the Jaguars out of the playoffs, but Jacksonville really was no match for Tennessee on that day, Sunday, and maybe that showed the potential. Although I tend to say it was more about the farewell and the swan song for guys like Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry and others, and maybe the fans there in Nashville recognizing that that was the last they would see of that tandem, most specifically Derrick Henry. So Mike Vrabel has been let go by the Titans, and Amy Adams Strunk, who is the family owner, the majority owner of the Titans, had already pre-recorded an interview that was released on the Titans website right after the news broke.
It was a very difficult decision, and Mike was our head coach for six seasons, and he brought a lot of passion every day to work, to players, to staff, to the organization. And I will always appreciate what Mike brought and wish the best for Mike and his family.
Difficult decision. Don't have much more to say about it at that point, except we know that the last year and a half were not indicative of what the Titans did for the majority of Vrabel's tenure in Nashville. He was actually 9 games above 500 in the 6 years that he was there. And I'm not sure if y'all remember. Actually, this just dawned on me. It's very similar to what happened to the Jaguars this season. If I remember correctly, the Titans were 8-2 or 8-3 last year and then lost, what was it, 7 in a row to wrap up the regular season. Maybe not that quite that many, 6 in a row to wrap up the regular season last year. Not only did they fall out of first place in the AFC South, but they ended up losing the division in the final weekend of the season to the Jaguars, who had been surging. And from that point on, from the point at which they were 8-2, 8-3 last season, they've really never been the same team. And I know Ryan Tannehill was hurt, their veteran quarterback. They tried to incorporate Malik Willis. He was not ready. He was the draft pick out of Liberty. And then they get Will Levis in this year's draft. And yeah, he has an incredible debut, but he's still a rookie and he's still learning and he was also injured. So they go back to Ryan Tannehill. But really the usage of Derrick Henry was not quite the same the last year and a half. And also the offensive line was rough. They really need help on the offensive line. They had A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown went to Philadelphia. They bring in DeAndre Hopkins, but when you're constantly changing quarterbacks, there's that challenge as well. So now Mike Vrabel becomes the sixth head coach to be fired in this 23-24 season. Why did Amy Adams Strunk ultimately pull the plug?
The last two seasons have been very disappointing, and the fans felt it. I felt it. We made changes last year, and I came to believe we needed to make a change to the coaching staff.
I understand. And I wouldn't say 6 years is impatient. I wouldn't say that. They didn't make the playoffs in Vrabel's first season, but they did the next three. And then last year, again, had the AFC South in hand, or at least within reach, before they lost all those games in a row and were unable to kind of right the ship this season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. There was this narrative during the day on Tuesday that they thought about trading him. Now, it's a weird phenomenon in the NFL. You can, quote unquote, trade a coach to another team for compensation, but it's not like the trade of a player. It's a completely different thing that the NFL kind of allows. So it's more about compensating for the coach. And so there was this idea that the Titans had considered or tried to trade him to another team.
There's a bit of misconception about a coach's contract, say, versus a player's contract. A coach's contract, you can't trade them unless they're a willing partner to that trade. So, yes, we thought about it, but at the end of the day, with league rules the way they are, it would have maybe put us back 3 weeks. And, you know, honestly, to get the right head coach, I was just not willing to go to the back of the line and take a chance of missing out on someone we really wanted.
Amy Adams Strunk on the Titans website. And that is sometimes why teams make a preemptive strike, if you will, why the Panthers, now I don't have any excuses for David Tepper, but why the Panthers made their move early, why the Chargers made such a drastic move. And part of that too is that their owners get so frustrated that they can't take anymore. And they think, I've got to do something right now. What was it we were talking about last night? Never make a big decision when you're emotional, especially if you're angry or you're in pain or you're frustrated, you're upset. And I think David Tepper, in his frustration, maybe even some of the other moves that were made, Mark Davis in Vegas, sometimes it's about just making a change because you can't stand it anymore. Other times it's about getting a head start on the coaching carousel. And she says it would have taken 3 more weeks and we just didn't want to wait that long. We want to get in on some of these candidate interviews right now. There was this narrative also going around that it was either going to be the GM or the coach who went, right? So Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel, maybe the hint that they didn't have the same philosophies about moving forward and didn't work as well together. And so Rand was also addressing that.
I know there's been a lot of speculation over the last, 2-3 months or whatever it's been about the nature of Mike and I's relationship. I will say that Mike and I, we've never had any issue versus whether it's personal or professional. We worked well together and had a good relationship. We were in lockstep. So I want to finally come out and, dispel that. And, I wish Vrabes, nothing but the best. I consider him a friend, and I feel like we'll be that way moving forward.
Wonder if this changes anything in New England. That's one of the big questions. Now that Mike Vrabel is available. And there's also been the name Jerod Mayo. He's an up-and-comer who's been on the Belichick coaching staff. So the idea that Jerod Mayo could possibly take over too, or could it be Mike Vrabel? And it's funny too, because people say, well, the Belichick coaching tree has not been successful or has not had a ton of success. But Vrabel didn't coach under Belichick. He played for Belichick and was obviously very successful when he was in the NFL himself. Now, Mayo is on Belichick's coaching staff. He's the linebackers coach going back now a handful of years. So could we see a Vrabel brought back, or could it be a Mayo that's elevated if Belichick and the Crafts decide to part ways? I get the sense that there's kind of this heightened anticipation, and really a lot of teams are waiting. If they think they have a chance at Belichick, they're waiting. Maybe a little bit like the Sean Payton situation last year. If they think they can get him, they're maybe waiting to find out before they jump at anything else. All right, coming up, Las Vegas, the home of Super Bowl 58. Never been, can't wait. Our friend Johnny Avello calls it home and has for decades. He's the director of DraftKings Sportsbook. He'll join us.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Dang, why didn't I think of a Las Vegas wedding during Super Bowl week? Could you imagine anything that would be more corny than me as a sports radio host getting married in Vegas on the Strip during the week that the Super Bowl lands there for the first time? I should have thought of that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, weeks away from Super Bowl and Radio Row descending on Sin City with all the pomp and circumstance. First time ever. Our friend Johnny Avello is the director of DraftKings Sportsbook, and Vegas is his home. So, Johnny, thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. Are you starting to feel the buzz in Vegas?
We've been feeling a buzz for quite some time now. The convention authority hasn't just sprayed all over TV. It's been on since it was announced about a year ago or so. And actually, it's been announced a couple of years. But the town's really pumped up for it. And what I used to say, Amy, is if you can't make it to Vegas to watch the Super Bowl, and this was just to come into the casinos, then you might consider going to the game. But now that the game is here, you get the best of both worlds. You get to watch it in at a party in the casino or live if you want to pay $10,000 or $20,000 for a ticket. So it's an exciting time here in town.
What does it mean to have the first ever Super Bowl land in Las Vegas at relatively new Allegiant Stadium?
We hold a lot of events here anyway. You know, we're going to be holding NCAA. We do hold NCAA conference tournaments. We have a hockey team, won the Stanley Cup, a football team in its second year, and a lot of different shows all the time. So we're used to holding big events. Now, this being the biggest of all, it's just going to magnify the amount of people that are in town, if that can be magnified. You know, I'm expecting standing room only everywhere you go. Ooh. And, you know, yeah, it's going to be a big event for the town, and everybody's looking forward to it. I think everybody will be looking forward to it, for everybody to leave too once they get here.
On a typical Super Bowl week, if the game is not in town, what is it like at the various casinos or sports books?
Well, in my tenure at, you know, at the Wynn Hotel for the last, you know, 13 years before I came to DraftKings, we would hold just a over the top type of party. Actually, we would hold multiple parties. We'd have one for the VIP guests. We would pack that would, we'd probably have a couple thousand people at that party. And then we would have one for the general public where anybody could go. And we would hold those in the showroom and show the game on the big screen. And, you know, between the showrooms we had there, we could probably fit in another 1,500, 2,000. So, and that doesn't even count what we would do in our, you know, our two books between Wynn and Encore. So other places in town do similar things, but it's people wanted to come to town here for the Super Bowl. Now they're still going to come, but now they have an option to actually go to the game if they prefer.
We're always excited to have Johnny Avello with us. He's the director of sportsbook for DraftKings, our first time in 2024, and I think our first time this football season. And, man, we're on the cusp of seeing the playoffs, the supersized wildcard weekend, but also just coming out of the college football playoff. How did bettors respond to what we saw with college football?
Yeah, let me take you back for the semifinal games. Well, in the Michigan-Alabama game, Alabama was bet pretty heavily against Michigan. You know, the general public just felt that Alabama getting a point and a half, there was value there, getting that type of a team. And that game could have went either way. The other game, Washington was bet as an underdog, a four-point underdog. And we lost pretty good on that game. And Washington's been bet in this underdog role and doing pretty well, you know, going back and beating Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game and then beating Texas. And then again last night, they were bet again heavily, not only before the game started, but in the in-game wager where you can bet during the entire game. They were betting them at +3 to 1, +5 to 1, +8 to 1 when they got down a couple of touchdowns. So we had some heavy liability on them. And fortunately for us, we came out on the positive end. As for college football for the entire year, it was just a tremendous year for us in not only handle, and we did real well on the games overall.
It's interesting to think about the way that sports betting and wagering grow across the country. And now you've got another state in Vermont that has legalized sports betting. Which sports are people flocking to?
I'm glad you brought up Vermont because we are going to open up there on Thursday morning. And when I say Thursday morning, I'm talking 12:01 a.m. Thursday morning.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. And so what I've noticed with the states that we open up, whether it's Vermont or Massachusetts who came on board just recently, or, you know, we're in the state of Illinois or Arizona or New York, a lot of the home teams are bets, especially on the future book. They love to bet the Giants and Jets in New York. They love to bet the Patriots all up through the New England area. And I find that in each jurisdiction, the homers, as I like to call them, like to bet their teams. Now, we have a lot to offer. We have so much content on player props and so many different sports besides the normal sports. You know, we have you have your tennis and your NASCAR, but we also offer rugby and Aussie rules football, and we have MMA as big as well as boxing and cricket and cycling and darts and esports. I mean, it goes on and on. So what we have is a menu that is for everyone out there. And what I find is that different states, although they bet on the home state teams, they find their niche in the sports that they like to bet that they feel they do well in. Now, of course, football and basketball and baseball take precedent over everything else, but those they do find their niche in some of those other sports I just mentioned.
Johnny Avello is with us from Las Vegas, where he's made his home for how long? 40 years?
45.
45 years, and we're always excited to talk to him, especially now with the grandest stage in sports on the horizon, landing there in mere weeks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Upcoming games, Supersize Wildcard Weekend. I've heard some of the lines. Which one stands out to you?
Well, I like the way that the NFL positions the games, and it's really good for us betting-wise. This past Sunday, we had something that was kind of unusual that we don't usually see. We had 6 10 o'clock, well, I'm talking West Coast, so on the East Coast it would be 1 o'clock. 6 1 o'clock games on the East Coast, and then 7 4:25 games. And I love that separation, first of all. I like having – we never had that many afternoon games.
Right.
And I like the separation from the time the first game starts to the time the second game starts, because that gives the bettors opportunity to cash their ticket and then decide who they want to bet in the second game. And sometimes they don't get that opportunity because some games are at 1:05, and the first 10 o'clock – sometimes the 10 o'clock games aren't over by then. That brings me to this weekend. So Saturday, we have 2 games, a 1:30 and a 5:15. Ample time between both games to get your bets in and think about who you want to bet in that second game, which is the Dolphins Chiefs. Then on Sunday, we have 3 games, a 10, a 1:30, and a 5:15, all spread out. And then the Monday night playoff game between the Eagles and Bucks. So I like the way that the NFL has these games positioned. For us, it's just a great opportunity for our bettors.
Is there a particular line that stands out to you?
Well, they all stand out because we made them all. So. I think they're real right where they need to be. I can tell you some where the bettors disagreed with us a little bit. On the Browns-Texans game, they did agree. We opened 2.5, and that really hasn't moved from that number. The Chiefs, we opened 3.5. You know, the Chiefs aren't really playing that well, mm-hmm. and neither are the Dolphins, to be honest with you. You know, they're struggling, too, and they have a lot of injuries. We opened the Chiefs 3.5 at home. We're up to 4.5. So they like the Chiefs in this one early. We'll see where the money settles when we get to game time on Saturday. In the Sunday games, we opened the Bills 9, which I thought was a pretty hefty number against a scrappy Steeler team who
right.
kind of hangs around and digs in and likes to play in the mud and, you know, tough team to put away. Well, anyway, they bet that game up to 10. So Bills are 10 at home. The Cowboys, we opened 7.5 over the Packers, which I thought it was a great number. Makes you think either way, do I want over the touchdown or do I want to lay the over a touchdown with the Cowboys being at home where they very rarely lose. And then the Lions and the Rams, we opened that 3.5. We are at 3, just a slight move down to 3. They took the Rams there. And then they bet the Eagles from 2.5 up to 3 on the Monday night game. Eagles certainly in a little bit of a slump. And Tampa surging, if you want to call it surging, to at least win their division. We'll see where this game goes. But I thought the lines, we did a good job. The team did a good job. And, we're dealing with some injuries. We're dealing with some weather possibly this week, although 3 of the games are in domes. But, we'll see where the public takes the numbers now.
Johnny, I'm so excited. We'll be bringing After Hours to Las Vegas for Super Bowl week and spending 3 days on Radio Row and then doing 3 shows on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. But I want you to know that I'm not going to waste the opportunity. My first ever trip to Vegas. It's on my bucket list to see Cirque du Soleil in Vegas. And my husband and I do have tickets on Friday night, so I can't wait for that. We're also making our little jaunt up to the Hoover Dam, another one of the items on my bucket list. Can you offer a restaurant recommendation or something else that I must see while I'm there?
I have a lot of restaurant recommendations, and I'll be on Radio Row too, Amy. So
nice.
You and I will definitely hook up there.
Yes.
I think the one attraction in town that I can see from my house, I live a little above the city, which I love to look at every night before I go to bed, is this Sphere. I'm in love with the Sphere. It can do a lot of things, exterior. I haven't been in it, but I just love what it does for the city. It lights it up, and it does a lot of displays. And so that's an attraction I think you should at least get near. They do have some shows daily in there, and maybe that might be one of the attractions you may want to see.
I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, have waited a long time to get there, and I know the city is different than it was when you got there 4+ decades ago, and you've seen it change and even improve now with the addition of pro sports and so many other attractions, not to mention families, too. I hear it's a very popular destination for families to move. So look forward to meeting you there. Johnny Avello is the director of sportsbook for DraftKings. We've had him on the show for years. We'll finally have a chance to speak in person, so I will talk to you soon, Johnny. Thank you.
Hey, Amy. Great speaking to you, and I'll see you in a month.
Well, that'll be fun. Looking forward to it. Lots of connections. And in fact, it's been since 2020. It was January. I remember that we were on the plane home from, it was Miami that year, and people were talking about the fact that COVID was just becoming a thing. And it was raging overseas, like in the, I guess it would have been China, and then also in the nation of Italy. And it hadn't yet hit the United States, and it was just weeks later that it did. So we're really excited about taking the show to Vegas in just a few weeks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
It says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah. We support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays, find bets in the new Explore tab, make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/stream and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent beads.